Today, 25 members of Congress are in Flint, Michigan to check on progress in dealing with the water crisis there. Even though the city of Flint reconnected to the cleaner Detroit water supply back in October, Flint residents are still being told not to drink their tap water without personal lead cleaning filters. The Flint water became lead contaminated when Flint started drawing water from a local river to save money. Again, that water source is now disconnected. Among those making the trip to Flint is Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, who joins us now from Flint. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
I'm happy to be with you.
Congressman, as you meet with families today, what are you most interested to learn?
Well, what I'm most interested to learn is how we can help. I want to learn about the current conditions. I want to learn about the effectiveness of the response thus far. The president has declared this place an emergency, and so there are some federal officials here trying to help out. But this city needs to rebuild, and in order for there to be the funds for the city to rebuild, Congress has to act. And up to this point, for what I understand, we had some briefings last night when we arrived, that the governor of this state up to this point has provided this city money equal to only 3 months of what residents of Flint paid for the polluted water that has poisoned their children. So I'm interested to learn kind of the current state of affairs, but also to learn how to help. And it is my belief that this is not a unique situation, that there are other Flints all across the country.
I'm wondering if you think that the focus at the moment in Flint, Michigan, should be on assistance or on preventing similar mistakes in the future.
Well, we need to do both. I mean, right now here in Flint, there's an emergency. Thousands of children have been exposed to lead in Flint's drinking water. I mean, at levels that exceed the federal health standards. I mean, these are kids that have potentially been poisoned. And, you know, when children are exposed to lead, it's particularly tragic because it affects their central nervous system, their cognitive development. It can affect so many aspects of a child's development. But then we need to deal with the larger issue all across the country. You know, we have old infrastructure everywhere. We have old infrastructure in Massachusetts. We need to do a top-to-bottom examination of that, and we need to make the necessary investments. I mean, there's no way around it.
I'm wondering if, from what you've learned so far, you think the federal response to the problems in Flint is adequate, or you just don't know yet?
I don't know yet. My guess is it's not adequate up to this point. But it's not just a federal responsibility. There's a state responsibility here as well. And the state here has failed. The Republican governor of this state is guilty at a very minimum of this horrendous indifference to what is played out here. I mean, we know based on emails that have been released that they've known about this problem for a long, long time and chose not to deal with it. Now, maybe it's because Flint's a poor city. Maybe it's because the majority of the people who live here are African-American. But I can't imagine in a wealthy city in this country that this would be tolerated.
Are you worried that the crisis in Flint is going to get tied up or tangled up in a political flap? You mentioned that the governor of Michigan is a Republican. The delegation you're in is made up of 25 Democrats. Are you worried this is going to become a partisan political issue?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. It needs to be an issue that both Democrats and Republicans understand is urgent. Because up to this point, there's a lot of blame to go around. I mean, you know, I criticize the governor because he's the person who's on the front lines here. He's the person who's known about this stuff and has just neglected to do anything about it, which I think is unconscionable. But I think there's also blame to go on the federal EPA that has not responded quicker to what the reality is here. So there's some blame to go around, but primarily the state has this responsibility to be able to monitor what's happening in their cities and towns and to be able to work with the federal government and others to try to figure out how to resolve it.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern speaking to us from Flint, Michigan this morning, there to investigate the water crisis with other members of Congress. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Happy to be with you.